Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. You'll soon be able to ride the South Shore Line uninterrupted. The train service has announced that it will end its temporary busing between the Gary Metro Center and Dune Park on April 9th. The busing has been in place since February of 2022 to accommodate the double-track NWI project, which will allow more people to get between South Bend and Chicago even faster. A $15 million fieldhouse is coming to Penn High School. The PHM Board of School Trustees approved the project at a meeting last night. The winning bid went to Fanning Howey Architecture, who said its bid was under budget. The new fieldhouse will be 80,000 square feet with a 200-meter indoor track, four basketball courts, and will be able to host most of Penn's sports programs. While everyone's focusing on winning the lottery this week, the IRS would like to remind everyone that there's over $1 billion waiting to be claimed from them. Unclaimed refunds for the year 2020 have an average median value of $932, and there's a May 17th deadline to file a return if part of that money is yours. The three-year deadline to file and claim old tax refunds is usually around the April 15th tax deadline, but this year that window stretches to May 17th because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The vote for a new interim school board member in Goshen has gone in a different direction after a vote to fill a vacant seat on Saturday was deemed invalid. During last night's regular school board meeting, Keith Goodman was selected to fill the vacancy left by Alan Kaufman's resignation. The school board voted Alexa Ponce in over the weekend, but Goshen School Board President Roger Nafziger said the vote had to be retaken due to a technicality. The Notre Dame women are again moving on to the Sweet 16 after beating Ole Miss yesterday 71-56. It's the third time in as many years and 20th Sweet 16 berth in the program's history. The Irish's Big Three led the way. Maddie Westbell dropped 20 points in an NCAA tournament game for the second time in her career. Hannah Hidalgo had 19 points. Sonia Citron put up her first double-double of the season with 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. They head to Albany later this week for a matchup against Oregon State on Friday at 2:30, with the winner meeting either South Carolina or Indiana in the Elite Eight on Sunday. You'll be able to hear that game Friday starting at 2:15 on Live 99.9. Pascal Siakam scored 31 points to lead the Indiana Pacers to a 133-116 win over the Los Angeles Clippers last night. Jordan Poole scored 23 points, and the Washington Wizards won their season-high third straight game, beating the Chicago Bulls 107-105. The Bulls have lost their last three. Dante DiVincenzo scored a career-best 40 points, including a Knicks franchise-record 11 three-pointers, leading New York to a 124-99 rout of Detroit last night for their 15th straight victory over the Pistons.
Mostly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers this morning, a round of thunderstorms this afternoon, windy and warm, highs near 60. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujol.